Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to The Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I'm going to empower you and teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality to reveal the steps you need to let go of your perceived limitations. Have you had the limiting self-talk over and over? Have you noticed you allow your fears to hold you back? If you're truly ready for change, I invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, and start your journey of transformation now. Welcome to another episode of the Tracy L. Clark Show. I'm your host, Tracy L., and we are here for an incredible new episode of uplifting you, shifting you, motivating you, and getting you to the space where you know you want to be. I'm the founder and creator of the Body Regeneration Method, which was actually influenced by my own ability to actually have to restore, repair, and regenerate my own body. So I know what it's like when you're in the valleys and you need to come up. I want to encourage you to check us out at tracylclark.com and see how you can partner with us. But I also want to make a great announcement today. I always say we have good ideas, but we also have God ideas from the God consciousness. And it's those ideas that you know you have to take action on. Starting on June 9th at 11 a.m. Eastern time, if you're in the Toronto area, you can join us here. However, if you're not, you can live stream with us where we are going to do Soul Sundays with Tracy L. We're going to motivate you, shift you, align you, and inspire you to start your week off right, because that's what it's about. We are in unprecedented times where it's time to take action in ways you never thought possible. That's why I'm so excited today to have our guest with us, Chris Worth from No Quit Living. He is inspiring people and motivating people, but what I love, whether it's a person or a corporation, getting you past the boundaries of all those excuses that we all love to make and really keeping you accountable, because that's how you get change. Welcome, Chris. I'm so happy you're here.
I appreciate the opportunity. It's awesome to be here.
It is. You know what? What I love about you is that, and we've talked about this, you know, off air as well, is that it's really hard sometimes when we have the valleys. And it's really hard because what you're really good at, and I know you're very good at this, is people make excuses all the time why they have to quit. This is why I love your No Quit Living, because it's like you make them accountable. What are some of the most, I guess, prominent excuses you hear from people in your business as why they say, I can't do that? That's not going to be able to happen to me.
You know, that's a great question. And every time I speak on stage or speak on a show like yours, whether it's live or taped, is I get asked some variation of that. And for me, probably the most common ones are, I don't have enough time. I'm too tired. Another really interesting one is I don't have as much time as you do. And what I equate that to, it's a very simple idea, is it's not important to you right now. And it's perfectly fine. So I'm a gym goer. I get to the gym every morning at 4 a.m. So I'm kind of nutty in that regard. But what I say to people is it doesn't have to be right this minute. It doesn't mean that it has to be 10 years from now. But the reality is, if you're not willing to do X, Y, or Z right now, what it means is right now it's not a priority for you. And I talk to clients all the time that are interested in hiring me for themselves, their company, their sports team. And what I say is, if it's not the right fit now, then you know, we'll stay in touch. And I do that a lot with people, and I kind of put it on their plate, and I say to them, you know, if you really want to work out, or if you really want to start that business, you know, in a nice way, I say, well, why aren't you doing it? And then they'll go through, well, you know, and I said, no, let me interrupt for a second. What you're giving me is you're giving me your excuses, and that's okay. But the reality is, your excuses are more powerful to you right now than your results are, and you can't have both. And when I kind of say it that way, people usually take a step back and they think about it. But I frame it that way, as you can have your results or you can have your excuses, but it's impossible to have both.
What do you do? I love that you said this, because it's so true. Not important, or they're not important enough to themselves to make that change, because they're usually so afraid because they don't know what's on the other side. What did you notice with even your own life or your own clients that had to be that tweak to really get them to say, I am important enough? Because I deal with people like you in that same space. And I'm curious to hear, what have you observed to really have to make that aha moment go on?
Yeah, no, you touched on something that was interesting. Is fear is the number one dream or goal killer. And for me, is what I'll do literally is I'll take out a piece of paper with my clients and I'll draw, you know, a line down the middle. And on one side it says, what are all the really good things that could happen? And what are all the really bad things that could possibly happen? And we go through them. But then the thing I say to them is interesting. I said, but here's the question I'm going to ask you is, if you do nothing today, tonight, or tomorrow, are you one step closer or are you one step farther away? And everyone obviously always responds. And I always interrupt them at that point. And I say, okay, think about that answer. Because your goal, your objective, your desire, it's not going to happen by itself. So the question is, if you really want it, you have to do something today or tonight. Take that first step. And usually it's getting that client or the team or the corporation to commit to that first step. It doesn't mean, you know, make that $1 million sale, but it's doing that first thing now. And once you get people usually, and like you said before, it's taking that action. And once you actually get in motion, it's pretty hard to stop, as opposed to once you're completely, you know, immobile and standing there, that first step sometimes is impossible for some people to overcome.
Haven't you noticed, and it seems to be a bigger paradigm unfolding with people in fear, is that, like you just said, that okay, they want to make $1 million, but they're looking at making $1 million as like, this is all it, rather than breaking it down that it's these baby steps. And I don't know where this conditioning's come from, if it's like because it's goal-oriented, but what have you found with that? Because it's like people are like, oh my God, then they get overwhelmed and they stop.
Yeah, it's so interesting that you frame it that way, because one of the things that I look at, and everybody knows, is just because of where we are on TV, there's all these weight loss shows from The Biggest Loser to literally whatever you are looking at recently. But nobody gained or lost 50 pounds in one day. And the problem that people have is being goal-oriented, as you said, is it becomes the paralysis by over-analysis. So if I needed to lose 50 pounds, I'm probably going to be fixated on the 50 pounds. And let's say it's, you know, I weigh 250 pounds and I want to get down to 200. I'm going to be fixated on that 250 or 200. What I tell clients is, and what we do is we reverse engineer, but we break it down into those bite-sized pieces. Because if I said to you, Trace, you need to make $1 million right now, you have an hour to do it. The reality is you're probably not going to be able to do it in an hour. But if I said to you, do you think you could get one new client within the next hour? Knowing you, you're going to say, yeah, I could do that. Now, if I said to you, okay, now you have to get, you know, 1,500 individual clients within an hour, you know it's not possible. But when you break it down into those one bite-sized pieces, people realize, okay, I can lose 1 pound. But what happens is, on the flip side of it, which people don't realize, is it becomes addictive and you have those small victories. And I always tell people to take out a pen and a piece of paper and write down the success. So don't look at, I need to lose 50 pounds. Now I'm 49 pounds away. I said, you got to flip the script on it. And you said, I've lost my first pound. Congratulate yourself. And what happens is you have a victory here, a small victory. All of a sudden, 2 weeks later, you have, you know, 8 small victories and you're down 8 pounds. And that's the thing that I think people fixate on, like you said, is the big goal oriented as opposed to those little victories along the way.
Yeah, I love what you said there. I always say to people, look at the end of the day and what was your win? So many people get to the end of the day or the end of the year. I used to do that. Oh, it's so bad. It wasn't like last year. You know, it sucked just like last year, rather than looking at, and I know when I switched that for myself, started to say, what was my win today? Like maybe it was a valley, but maybe I got up early today or I made it to the gym. Like it doesn't even have to be something big, right? Or I had a beautiful meeting or a beautiful coffee with a friend and you saw that change. And I love how you say that really the baby steps. I would say baby steps go to big steps. But also the foundation. I'm curious for our listeners, what was your wake up call that said, I want to actually start no quit living?
You know, it's interesting that question I get asked quite often. And I got certified many years ago at the first ever John C. Maxwell speaking, training, and coaching certification program. I think it was actually way back in 2011. And I came back and I was doing some speaking, quite a bit of professional speaking. And I was also doing my financial company. And I had done some stuff with No Quit Living along the way. And then I met a gentleman who's now my business partner for my podcast. And it was right around the time in April 2017 when we launched our podcast, when I realized that this is something that I believe I was called to do. I love my financial background. I'll never leave that because of what it provides for me and my clients. I got a great team with me, in front of me, behind me. But for me, it was right around the April 2017 when I said, you know, this is something that I feel, A, I'm called to do, and B, I think it's something that I can pay it forward in different ways. And as you know, because we've connected, for me, one of my goals and my objectives every day is to pay it forward in some way. And some days it's monetarily, some days it might be just, you know, giving someone a hug or a pat on the back. But every single day I track those things. And it, for me, it's so important. And one thing I just want to touch on that you mentioned before is every day is not going to be a great day. That's the reality of life. But what I've realized, and I had a tough time at first, but what I track and I use my journal every day, is every single day there's greatness in it. Now, I want to be very clear, is it doesn't mean that every day is great. And from the minute you wake up to the minute you go to bed, everything goes perfectly. But the reality is, even on those really bad, horrible days, you can find those greatness within that day. You just maybe need to look a little harder. But every single person has so many things that we need to be grateful for. And that's something that I'm really trying to do more.
Yeah, you know, I think it's really true. A lot of people do the lip service to the pay it forward. You see that a lot. Or a lot of people, even I find on social media, because as an intuitive, so I see, feel, hear, I can see where all the crap is, right? And you're like, wow, so they say it. But the key to creation is what you exactly said, is to be doing it. So it's easy, you can say it, but it's not going to change anything in your life. And it's not even going to make you feel better. If you can pay it forward every day in a little way, like you said, it's incredible to see the transformations. And I'm so glad you brought that up, because it's true. There was that movie, remember Pay It Forward with Jack Nicholson? I think it was like, I don't know, maybe a long time ago, 15 years ago or something. But it was so true of how it becomes contagious energetically. And that little moment, people won't even realize you could have just changed someone's world by saying, wow, you had a great smile, or wow, you know, thank you for opening the door. I'm struggling. Like, it just is so little, yet people are still focused on what that end is. I love what you said, but I also love what you said about, you can't do this alone. You have a great team behind you, in front of you, learning. This is something, and I don't know if you've come across it, I see it a lot, where people think they have to go on their mission alone. What do you say to those people?
You know, it's interesting. I've had some conversations with some people that I'm close with, and a couple of people in my life that are fascinated with and focused on doing it alone. And what I realized is, you can't change everybody. And those people that are fixated on doing it by themselves, unfortunately, sometimes you kind of have to just let them go, in the sense of say, hey, you know, this is what you need to do. But the flip side on that comment is, you can be there for so many people. And I don't care if it's my sports background, I don't care if it's my coaching, but I played collegiate sports, I coached college sports at a pretty high level. And what I realize is that the best of, you fill it in, sports, company, you know, speakers, trainers, physical trainers and coaches, to mental, everybody that is at the peak of their level has people that have helped them along the way. I don't know a single person. I couldn't even give you a person today that I could say this person specifically. And for those people that know anything about me, they know that I'm a huge basketball fan, and I'm a huge fan of Michael Jordan. And Michael Jordan, during his career, the thing that took him really to a different level was he started working with a gentleman by the name of Tim Grover. And Tim Grover is one of the most successful coaches. And the amazing thing is, Tim started working with Michael Jordan on the physical side, lifting weights and getting his body stronger. But what Tim has done, and Tim speaks literally all over the country now, is it's the mental aspect of as well. And Tim talks about how every single person has those people in their corner. And I think we can all be very powerful and strong ourselves together, individually, as we work on ourselves. But the reality is, when you have the team in front of you, behind you, and it doesn't mean you have to hire somebody, it doesn't mean you have to spend a ton of money. It could literally mean, something I talk about all the time, is having an accountability partner. It could mean having a friend or even a spouse where you say, hey, you know, could you give me 20 minutes tonight? I kind of want to just walk through this. And it's something that's amazing. But like you said, is it becomes you know, addictive in a sense of a positive way, and it becomes something that you do every day. And it's almost like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You say, "Oh, you know, haven't done it," or haven't, you know, you reach out to people. And I think it's amazing when you really just find those people that want to be on your team. But the flip side is you got to be on their team as well.
Yeah, 100%. I agree. I like what you said about the accountability partners have, you know, because you can, one, you can bounce things off people, but a little bit when you're more accountable to someone and they're showing up, it's like if a trainer's showing up at 9 o'clock and you're not there, right? What have you found with some of the biggest shifts in your clients when you've introduced that accountability part?
You know, the shift has been monumental for a lot of them, because yeah, it's going from, like you said earlier on in the interview, the action versus just talking about it. So if you and I are friends and we talk once every week or two and we, you know, get filled in on each other's lives, and I kind of tell you, "Hey, Tracy, I'm kind of thinking about doing this." And you know, you hear it once, twice, you know, 2, 3, 4 weeks into it, you know, it becomes the talking part of it, as opposed to a lot of the monumental changes and the monumental shifts for my clients have been when it goes from talking about it to saying, "Okay, can you commit to?" And it doesn't mean, you know, 3 hours every week. It could be something. I have clients that we introduce it as, do a half an hour with an accountability partner every other week, do 60 minutes once a week, but you block it off. And what happens is you get those goals, ideas, concepts that are kind of out there, and they get put on paper or email or text message. Then all of a sudden, so when I tell you, "Tracy, I'll call you tomorrow at 11 a.m., you know that not only am I going to call you at 11 a.m., but I'm going to hold myself accountable to these three things that I was supposed to do, but I'm also going to hold you accountable. So I'll go through my couple minutes, and then we're going to turn the conversation around and say, "Okay, Tracy, on our last call, you said you're going to do A, B, C. Where are you?" And what I always like about listening to my clients is usually it's difficult for them to go from nothing to something. And but it's typically like the third or fourth meeting where they'll say, "You know, it's been 3 or 4 weeks now, and you know, I'm really seeing a difference, because not only am I holding myself accountable, but they're holding me accountable too." And that's the difference of thinking about goals for yourself or strategies or ideas where you maybe write down, as opposed to when you actually, and one thing just to touch on that too is people always think that there's a set rule or guide for accountability partners. And I tell people, it's paralysis by overanalysis. It could be on the phone, it could be on Zoom, Skype, you know, WhatsApp is a free app that has an audio and a video component, or it can be in person. Some people like that. And I have an accountability partner that I speak to on the phone. It's just the way it is also. So I always tell people, stop making excuses and don't worry about having it be perfect. Start first today, start small, and again, get those little victories along the way.
Yeah, I think they're great. And one of the things that you said that I noticed with working with a lot of people is that with goal setting, I always say there needs to be flexibility, because you can change your direction and you can change your path. Like, don't you find that a lot of people, when they say, "Okay, this is my goal." So say it's going to be $1 million. That's what their goal is in their business. They want to achieve this target. But then there might be, and they have their plans. Maybe you're rolling out a certain product or a certain kind of event or whatever it might be. But then all of a sudden, there's like a new idea that comes through, right? And I don't know, what has been your experience? Because I see where a lot of people, they start on this process. They're changing their lives, but they think they have to do everything the same because they've made that goal or it's in a timeline. What do you tell people about flexibility and timelines, and when they get paralyzed because all of a sudden maybe they do need to change their direction?
It's so funny that you mentioned that. I just brought on 2 new clients and I have a second meeting this coming Thursday, 2 days from now. And the only thing that's the same with all my clients is we have a pretty basic questionnaire. It's not crazy long, but it's about 5 pages. And then we have just a goal sheet where we have a top 20 and the top 5. And the thing I tell all my clients when I start working with them, and even teams and sports teams, is these goals are going to change. And people kind of say, you know, whoa, and they kind of bug-eyed. Yeah. No, I said, it's not going to change where you're going to have these 5 and all of a sudden you're going to have 12 new ones. But what I say is these goals are going to change a little bit. But to your point, that's so natural. And it's just like somebody, you don't want to start off January 1st. And the reality is your year is not going to go exactly how you say, think, want it to. And it's going to be all of a sudden December 31st. And you're going to look at everything and say, wow, everything went perfect. There was no, you know, no things that happened differently along the way was perfect. The reality is I teach my clients along the way is you have to be able to adapt. And it doesn't mean, like your point before about, I'm going to make $1 million and then you have a slow month and you say, "All right, you know what? I'll just go for $50,000 this year." No, maybe it's, you know, 900,000. Maybe it's a little bit over that. And I think those are the clients and the companies and the teams that I've really enjoyed working with is they realize that they have a goal and objective, but they also realize that things happen along the way. And sometimes, like I said, goals, you know, swerve a little bit, but a lot of times, a lot of my clients actually end up increasing some of their goals because they realize that now that they're focused on it and they're working with somebody or somebody's plural, they can get out of their comfort zone and they can do a little more. And that's something I talk about all the time is people think that their comfort zone is here and they can't ever get above it. But they realize that a lot of times you can go just a little bit further. And that's the difference of maybe $1 million versus, you know, 1.1 million. And it's also the flip side of when you work on your personal self, you know, you get a little farther and you say, wow, you know, like I really got farther. I really improved more so than I thought I was.
What's some of the, and I always say this, you hear me say this a lot, if you're not willing to get out of your comfort zone, then nothing's going to change. And that's hard for a lot of people because their brain and their mind keeps them safe. So if they know how to function and dysfunction, whether it's a relationship or career, business, whatever it is, they know how to function in it. So what are some of your findings with the people you've worked with that maybe the listeners could say, wow, I never thought of that, to help them get out of their comfort zone? Because it's hard for a lot of people. It's conditioning.
It's funny. It goes back to the parallel I make to that is the quote by Albert Einstein is where the definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting different results.
It's the same. I love that one. I say it all the time. It is so true.
So true. And it's the reason I like that quote, and I'm, as we spoke, I'm a huge quote guy, is the reason it's so perfect is that's it's almost a perfect parallel to a comfort zone. Yes. You know, to get different results, you have to do very different things. And what does that mean? It means getting up earlier or working later or calling that prospect or client that, you know, you're not really comfortable with. So what happens is people just say, no, I'm good. I'm good where I am. And I think the other thing I talk about too with the comfort zone with a lot of my clients is the famous quote by Jim Rohn is you are the average of the five people you spend the most of your time with. And I asked that to people and I say, don't answer now. I said, but I want you to think about this. And for me, what I like to do is I love the word challenge. I challenge my clients all the time and I challenge myself and I ask my accountability partners to challenge me all the time. But a lot of times I'll challenge them with a question and I say, you know, we'll talk about it, you know, our next meeting or our next accountability call or meeting. But think about this for a second. Who are the five people you spent the most of your time with? And everybody says, well, I need to, I said, no. I said, I can tell you right now, just grab your cell phone. I said, look at your text messages, your phone calls, and your emails. And I said, I can tell you within 3 minutes probably who five of the top 10 people are. And the question I ask people is, not that you're going to get rid of friends or family members and say, you know what, you know, sorry, but I can't hang out with you or talk to you anymore. But what I always ask them is, do those
sometimes
five...
you need to minimize them though.
No, 100%. But I want to be very clear. You're never going to get rid of a spouse or a brother or sister or mother. But what I always follow that up with is, do those five people keep you status quo? Maybe do some of them bring you down? Or the question is, out of those five people, I always say, I know, I would hope that some of them really push you up. And what happens usually is out of five, you usually have two, and one. And it's funny, it's usually almost identical to two people that kind of keep you where you are, one person that maybe brings you down a little bit. But with those five, there's those two people that are, as you're talking about, and as we're talking to our clients, they say, you know what, they're always talking to me and telling me I can do it. And hey, maybe I should read this book, or have I thought about subscribing to a podcast, or maybe going to a workshop or a seminar? And someone as yourself who hosts different events and things, I always challenge people, you know, it doesn't mean you have to buy a, you know, a like a 30-year mortgage where you say, okay, I'm going to go to a seminar once a month for the next 30 years. But I always tell people, say there are payment plans, there's ways to go, but think about it. And maybe you bring a friend. And that's the best part about just getting out of your comfort zone is that's where all the fear is. It's like, it's comfortable. It feels good. You know, I go to bed the same time, get up the same time. It's good. But I say, okay, well, if you want to make a change, don't go to bed at, you know, at 8 a.m. and wake up at 1 in the morning. But if you're getting up at 7 in the morning, I say to someone, well, start small. Get up at 6:45 tomorrow. Get up at 6:50. And most of the time, every single person can do that. The flip side is you don't say, you know, if you're getting up at 7, now get up at 3 in the morning. That's a huge, you know, by the time it's, you know, 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning, they'll be, you know, passed out of sleep. But it's just little things. And like I said, I love to pose those questions to people that just make you think a little bit more and you reflect and say, you know what, I can do a little bit more.
Yeah. And it's so true. You just reminded me, I did a weekend workshop last month, and a lady had come with a friend who was always had an excuse to never come. Can't go, don't want to connect with people. I'm going to take on everyone's energy. I got all this garbage, right? And I'm like, well, then don't come. It's up to you. She came. And after the weekend, she came up and she said, oh my God, why didn't I do this sooner? I've connected with like-minded people like me. I feel amazing. I've never felt like this before. I know what I need to do next. And this is what, you know, and like you say, with getting out of that comfort zone and giving people just those little steps, you're not going to know. And I always think there's this big part of people that think they're just going to fail or they're going to feel like, why did I do this? But in everywhere you go and everything you partake in, you're going to take something from it. Even if you never go back, you're going to take some information. And that's what I really want to talk about when we come back is what have you noticed some of the big takeaways that people do when you've pushed them into this space? So before we got to run to a quick break, we're already bottom of the hour. So we're taking a quick break. Tell everyone, Chris, where can they get a hold of you? How can they learn more about you, your podcast, and all the amazing things you're doing with the clients that you get to touch each and every day around the world?
I appreciate that. So the best way is through our website, which is noquitliving.com, our podcast, which is just the same name, No Quit Living. It's on iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher Radio. And we're very active on both Instagram and Facebook, just under No Quit Living. So thank you.
I love it. All right, everybody, check that out. We're going to be back right after the break with more with Chris. So stay tuned so you can start to learn how you can push yourself out just a little bit more out of your comfort zone. We'll be right back after the break.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
You said forever. You said always. Now you know things have changed, and going back is not an option. It's sudden, devastating, and is like taking a leap of faith. Tune in to From Two to You, Thriving After Divorce Radio, as Sarah Luz, empowerment coach and spiritual mentor, reminds you to have faith in yourself. Tune in every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific and listen as Sarah encourages you to leave negative stories in the past and move forward. We all need a friend. When I do becomes I can't. Let Sarah help as life takes you in a new direction. Leave the guilt and doubt in the past, step into the spotlight, and show the world who you are. To find out more about Sarah Luz, visit saraluz.com.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself. You can't make decisions and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. Visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedman Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Are you ready to consistently tap into the transcendent place where your whole being is available to you and access a higher level of ability and performance physically, cognitively, emotionally, and effectively? Then join us on ClearSpeak Talk Radio with Dr. Jeanette Wolf on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Go to JeanetteWolf.com, Quantum Body, to sign up for your whole health mentoring.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Jen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
Welcome back to the Tracy L. Clark Show. I am here with our incredible guest, Chris Ward, and we were talking about accountability and showing up. And on the break, we were actually discussing about being vulnerable. And I know a lot of our listeners, you guys ask that. And I want to pose this back to you in terms of how do you help people discern why they need to be vulnerable, when to be vulnerable, and why it's actually important to be vulnerable in your everyday life?
I think that's a topic that you and I obviously briefly spoke about, and during the break we touched on it. But I think I've seen it so many times in the last, I want to say, 2 to 3 weeks. It's just literally been coming out. And I believe in the universe, and I believe in different signs and things, and I think we're all connected in different ways. But what I think the biggest disconnect is people look at vulnerability as being weak. They look at it as coming out and saying, I'm bad, or I'm flawed, or I need help. And because I need help, I'm not successful. I think the reality is, and I, as I mentioned during the break, a good friend of mine, Lucas Mack, who I'm definitely going to connect you with, he's actually the next guest on my show. He talks about how actually being vulnerable empowers you. And I remember the first time he said it, and I take a copious amount of notes during my shows, and it literally hit me. And I kid you not, over the next 3 days, I had almost the identical conversation with different people, different scenes, different areas. And it all came down to when you're vulnerable, you're taking down your wall a little bit and you're saying to people, I'm real and I have my challenges just like you do. I've been successful. I've failed at things. I've been more successful at things that I didn't really anticipate. But the reality is when you are vulnerable to people, you're able to connect. So if you and I spoke on my podcast and I was very curt and thank you, Tracy, I appreciate it, and you shared some- I didn't really open up to you, we might still have a good interview and the listeners might really enjoy. But the reality of that is you and I wouldn't connect in the same way. And I think you and I connected on many different fronts. But being vulnerable allows you to be open. And the other word I use with people is allows you to be transparent and say, Here's where I am. Yeah, maybe I have a lot of followers. Maybe, physically I look good and I drive a nice car or what have you. But the reality is I have my own struggles and I have my own internal demons and I'm trying to become a better version of myself. And almost when you see that from people, you're like, oh, wow. And I think some of the most amazing people that I look up to, very successful, very well known, and just people that, I follow on different media outlets, they've all been unbelievably vulnerable at some point, which is why I connect with them. And I follow a lot of different people, and don't get me wrong, but the people that look like everything's perfect and never failing, it's not that I don't want to connect with them, or it's not that I wouldn't connect with them, but it's the people that actually say, hey, here's how I did it. And here's the 2 years that absolutely sucked in my life where literally I felt like I was getting knocked down every day. And the question I always ask them is, well, what happened? And like on my show, like, what was it during that time? And that to me is when you learn more. It's not when you're being handed that championship trophy and I say, you're the number one salesperson. That's on stage, it's great, but it's kind of like, well, what happened along the way? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, and I think it's so key now, because for so long, everyone had the mask of, like you said, being perfect. And if they think I'm weak, then, I'm not going to get anywhere. And I remember even myself having that breakdown of going, I had a successful career on the outside, but my marriage was falling apart. I was sick as could be. And I had no peace. I was always stressed out. And I just had a breakdown with someone and said, look, like I don't want to live like this. I can't live like this anymore. And I think that for so many people, like I love what you said, is that they look at it as a weakness. But how does someone expect to get help if you're always walking around? And how are you going to get to where you want to go? This is what I love about what you do, because you can't get to where you want to go unless you're like, this part doesn't work. Like, even now I know everything's flowing. And then every once in a while, I'm like, oh, okay, I need a little bit of extra help in direction or vision. And I just reach out to people, right? And, or even my community, I'm like, give me your opinions on this. Give me your thoughts on this. And I know somebody came to me one time and said, why would you do that? You're like, kind of, if you're like, you're the head of this company, then that shows you as me. He said, no, it doesn't. I want their opinions. I want to know what they feel, what they think, because then I can grow more. And even recently with the Soul Sundays, I asked my community, I'm like, what do you guys want? You know, like, and people's like, how dare you? But I think as leaders and people, as visionaries, I don't understand where this is. We have to have all the knowledge and information. Like, you must come across that a lot where they're like, oh my God, I have to be seen as I have all the knowledge and all the information. And I'm like, I don't know. I know about this much. I'm like, I just ask people and follow what feels right. I don't know anything. Maybe that's like, you know, when you're in your 20s, you know everything. Your 30s, you like know a little bit more. Then the 40s, you're like, I don't know anything. You get close to 50, you're like, I know nothing. But what do you find with people like that?
Yeah, it's funny that you mentioned that, because I think for me, when I've gone to different events and I listen to people, and the stories that I connect with are when people, you know, take back, you know, the curtain, and they say, here's what happened behind the scenes. You know, my business was thriving, but like you said, my marriage was falling apart, or, you know, my kids and I weren't connecting, or my health wasn't. And I think what happens is, and it's that you mentioned about running a company or being near the top of a company or a firm is you're supposed to be perfect and everything's supposed to be great. And, you know, the reality is you don't go to an accountant because he or she is worth $1 billion. You know, you go to an accountant because they're good at what they do. Now, again, I don't think you would want to go to an accountant that, you know, was, you know, $1 billion in debt and couldn't, you know, balance a checkbook per se. But the reality is when you connect and reach out to other people, it's a learning process. And you want to be able to be open and say, well, how can I get to that point? And the way you do that is by asking questions. And I think the other aspect about being vulnerable is there's a difference of asking for a handout versus asking for help. And I think that's something that I tell people all the time is I'll have people stand up and I'll say, you know, please stand up, sir, or ma'am. I said, you know, open up your wallet, you know, please give me all your money, you know, however much cash you have, you know, give it to me. And everyone laughs and I joke and I say, okay, that's funny, but that's what a handout is. You're just, you know, give this to me. I need this, give it to me. Now the flip side is you say, hey, wanted to know if I could borrow your mind or ask you a couple of questions. I'm really struggling in this area. And that to me is the place where you and that person just, you connect and that person is opening themselves to you. But on the other side of that transaction is you have to realize that, wow, they're looking up to me for a reason. And that's the part where I tell people is when you get that connection with somebody, when A, you're vulnerable enough to be open to them, but B, they're willing to give you some time. And I always tell people, you don't ask somebody, hey, do you have 4 hours or 8 hours of your time? Because that's, again, that's begging. That's the handout. But I always connect with people and I'll do it via Instagram message or Facebook or even get their email address or something. And a lot of times people I want to connect, I'll just be very candid and say, hey, I'd love to pick your brain for 5 minutes. If you have 10 minutes over the next. And almost all those people that are successful, they've done the exact opposite at some point in their life where they've reached out to people above them. And when I was coaching college basketball, I started off as an assistant and I was basically, you know, on the bottom of the totem pole. I reached out to so many people that were successful and ahead of me and had done it for a while. And I said, hey, would you give me a couple, you know, minutes of your time? And the thing I always ask, and I reframe it depending on who it is, but I said, if there was something that you wish you knew before you started, or these five things or these three things you wish you knew back then. And almost everyone laughs and smiles, says, oh yeah, like I wish I knew these. And I tell people that's when you take out your pen and you listen, because people are going to be very open. And we do a lot of workshops and I do a lot of public speaking. And I've said that exact same thing to a lot of people, said, you know, before you did your first event, is there anything you wish you knew? And everyone says, oh yeah, I wish I knew these three things. And I'm always just taking down notes, because that's how you learn. That's how you grow. But so many people in today's day and age, I think they're fixated with social media and everybody posts the best of the best. You know, there's nobody that's posting, hey, I gained 3 pounds and, you know, I lost, you know, 7% in the market last week. No, it's the opposite. It's I lost another pound or I made another sale. But it's those people that connect and say, hey, here's what happened. And I posted a video the other day about me not getting a certain lift in one of my workouts. And I had so many private messages, people saying, you know, why'd you do that? And I said, because that's how you learn. And I said, I didn't get to that level. And now I'm going to try again in a couple of days. And people that responded said, you know, why would you do that? And I said, because I'm being honest and vulnerable. And that's how I want to connect with people.
Yeah. You know, it's so true. And I think one of the best things, what I want to say is that if anybody, you know, listening going, how can I change, is I don't know how many times if somebody's asked me something, I say, I don't know. I'll have to go ask somebody to get back to you. And that alone, they're floored. They're like, did you just say that? I'm like, yeah, I actually don't know the answer to that, but let me get back to you. And it was one of my mentors very early on in business that actually said, if there's some kind of advice that I could live you, like, let you know, if you don't know something, just say, I don't know. I'm going to get back to you. Because he goes, if you pretend, you're going to end up in a big mess. And he says, I don't care what area of life you're in. If you don't know, go and ask. But I'm always surprised. Have you come across it? How many people are like, you're really going to go ask someone because you don't know? You just told me that. I'm like, I don't know. So let me find out and give you some info.
It's so great that you said that, because I think the worst thing is when somebody asks someone a question and you know that they don't know the answer because they're just going around in a circle. Well, you know, it depends on where you're at. But similar to your story, when I started off in the financial world, one of my managers, a mentor of mine, said to me, he said two things. He said, if you do not know the answer for sure, he said, what you tell them very, very candidly, he said, you know what? I'm not 100% sure the answer. What I'd like to do is I want to make sure I can get the right answer for you. And then I'll call you tomorrow or email you or text you and with the right answer. That's the first thing he said. But then the second thing is he said is make sure you put it down in your calendar that when you tell that person you're going to call them or send them something the next day or 2 days later that you do it. He said, because most people just do the first part with no follow-up. But I'm glad that you said that, because I tell people, and for me, I value that big time. When someone says to me, you know what, Chris, I'm not 100% sure, let me get back to you. I'm dumbfounded when someone says that, because usually it's the opposite where they just go round and round in circles and they end up confusing themselves. And I say, okay, you know, thank you, Tracy. I appreciate, you know, thank you. Yeah. But that's another form of vulnerability of just saying, look, you know what? I don't know, but let me do you one better. Let me find the answer and then I'll get back to you with it.
Well, I'm always a little bit, everybody bugs me when they get to know me. I'm like this little nerd. They're like, you're like this, you're an actual nerd. And what I love about, oh yeah, like they're like, you're really nerdy. But what I love about too is saying, I don't know, is I look at the excitement of that, because then you get to learn something else. And then I don't know how many times I've gone, I've asked, I found the questions and the answers. And then the people have given me the response and I was like, wow. And then it led me to something else, because now I've just learned that piece of information. And I can't tell you how much it changed my own life. And then I see with many people, and I'm sure you've seen this, that it's fun because it's like a fact-finding mission. And you get even more that you can build on your foundation to create more in your life.
No, it's when you get an opportunity every day to learn something new or, you know, get out of that comfort zone, I think that's when you really become a better person. But you have to be willing to do it, though. And that's the hard part is you say it, I say it, and it sounds good and it feels good. But the reality is when you actually go ahead and do it, it's that much better. We say, you know what? I really didn't understand this. And I went and I did some research and I learned something pretty cool.
What do you say to people when they come to you and you know that they're really ready for that transition in life? You know, we all go through transitions. It might be relationships change or end, or work changes or ends, or business has to fold up and a new business idea has to come. What do you say to the people that are really in that transitional point in life to maybe just give them that little bit of a boost that they might require, that's beyond just the fear? They know, okay, I'm afraid, I'm transitioning. But if you had a little bit of inspiration for the people that are listening that are going, I need to change my world and I don't even know what direction to take right now, what would you say to them?
Yeah, that's an awesome question. What I tell those people almost verbatim is do one thing today. Do one thing. And it doesn't mean that you go out and you buy your website and create the LLC and get an accountant. And I tell people it's just that little times, it's that one little thing. And I think the other component that goes along with that for me is I feel in today's day and age, everybody has naysayers, whether it's parents, teachers, coaches, siblings, coworkers, there's always those people that are telling you, well, it's going to be hard and you're going to have to do. So I think the second component of that is I tell everybody, I said, look, do one thing today, tonight, tomorrow morning, this weekend, do one thing. It could be, you know, get the domain name, whatever it is, do one thing and give yourself a W, a check mark in the win column. And then the second thing I tell them is, you know, you're probably a lot closer than you think you are. And I want to be that, that positive influence. And I don't tell people a lie and I don't tell people anything that's not true. So I'm not going to say, you know, Tracy, you know, you're an hour away from making $1 million, but I'm honest. But I also realize is that because there are so many naysayers in all of our lives, if you can be that, that just positive inspiration. And like I said, it's just a little bit, it's that one little thing where you pat someone on the back and you say, you know what, you're doing a good job. Because that's the biggest thing, and you probably know this, why people leave companies. It's not because they need a 1% raise, or it's because, you know, the benefits are just a teeny bit, little bit better somewhere else. It's a lack of recognition. And I literally will say that to my clients from the top C level down to basically the newest employees. And when I share that with people, they're dumbfounded. And I said, but here's the thing though. What do you think's easier? Me to give Tracy, who's making $100,000 a year, a $10,000 raise from the company's butt, you think that's easier? Or you think it's easier for me to grab 5 minutes, walk by her office and just say, hey, you're doing a really good job, just want to thank you. And everyone says, oh, well, I said, but that's the biggest thing, is it's the disconnect of thinking about it, wanting to do it, versus actually going ahead and doing it. And for me, that little bit of inspiration, that little bit of positivity in people's lives can be the literally that 1 ounce of difference of them having a horrible day versus a great day. And it's free. And all it takes is a couple minutes. And that's the thing I tell people is, we all can't invest right now money. We all can't buy a new company or invest in, you know, a new business or new real estate. But we all can be positive to somebody else. And it causes or takes nothing other than a couple minutes of your time.
Well, I love what you say there, because it's true. I've lived it when I was in corporate world, and I'd say to people, take a few minutes, find something nice you can say with everyone around you. And I'll say 99% of the time when I managed a large groups of people, everybody wanted to be on my team. And I asked one time, I said, why did this? And everyone was, I remember this one company, they were so mad. They were all defecting, coming over to my team. And the other managers were mad. They're like, you know what? They're like, I don't know how you find this time, but I don't have time to sit there and say, good job, well going. Well, but I'm like, well, they're defecting because they're like, she cares. She's paying attention. She's seeing what I'm doing. And you're correct. It wasn't about the money. It was the recognition. I love that you said that. I know we're getting close to the top of the hour. I'm being mindful. I can't believe we're already there. But I want you to give, can you, I'm a big believer in testimonials and the spirit. When we hear good testimonials of things that have happened in other people's lives, we get to take that in. We get to be encouraged because, like you said, naysayers are everywhere. And when you're ready to make a change, guys, they're going to come up to naysay because they're afraid you're going to leave their world, leave their paradigm. So it's not about you. It's about them. They're totally afraid that you're going to get out there and you're going to do what they're not able to do. So keep going. So testimonials in the spirit, I love. What would be out of the clients you've worked with? What would be something that would stand out that you go, wow, I am so proud of that person or that company? What was one of the biggest things that you've even seen? I know there's millions of them, but something that would stand out that the listeners can go, I want to take in that spirit into what my day is today.
You know, it's one thing is one client had a monumental weight loss transformation, and she had heard everything I said, everything I you know, talked about probably 10 times over from other people. She wasn't in the right frame of mind. And one day we just had a very candid conversation. And I said to her, I said, I want to ask you a question. And I said, I'm not judging in any way. I said, but I want to have a very transparent question, conversation. And I said, but I need you to be open to it. And I said, if you're not now, today or tomorrow or next week, we can. And we sat down and we had a conversation, and I said, well, let's list all the reasons why, and let's list the excuses. And we went through it. And then I said to her, okay, what's holding you back? And we went through a list. And it was about three quarters of the way through that conversation, she looked at me and she got teary eyed. And she said, you know what? She said, every person has spoken at me. Every person has said, this is what you need to do, and you need to do it this way. And if you do A, B, C, D, E, F, G, you'll get to here. And she said, you're the first person that's listened to me. And You've asked a lot of questions. That story to me stands out, and it doesn't stand out in a way where I want to, you know, share and I want to boast, yeah. But it stands out. And John C. Maxwell, who's a mentor of mine, he says, you know, to get good answers, you got to ask good questions. To get great answers, you got to ask great questions. And I realized after sitting through one of his workshops, the power of the questions. And the reason I share that story is whether it's weight loss, starting a business, starting a new relationship, ending a past relationship, leveling up, you know, eliminating some of those naysayers. It doesn't matter what it is, but you have to be willing and you have to be open. And the reason I share that story is I don't have any secrets in regards to weight loss or working out. I mean, there are people that have a million more than me, but what it was just getting down and like you and I have, it was just connecting and saying, okay, well, let's figure out over the next hour, 90 minutes, what's holding you back. And then, you know what, per my comments before of let's do one thing today. And when you actually sit down and connect with people and you're vulnerable, not only to them, but with them, and also you share, that's where the difference of an okay relationship versus good versus the great and then the best. And to me, that interaction with her, and we're still friends to this day. She's no longer a client because she's moved on in many ways. But it was just amazing because literally she had all the answers. I just helped her by asking the questions.
Well, I think that's a great testimony in the spirit, because what you said that I want everybody to really listen to and take away is you heard her. You weren't speaking at her. And how many times for our listeners have you tried to explain something or get something out and you don't feel heard? And as soon as you start to feel heard, that's what Chris saying, then you can start to see the transformation, because that being heard, when I have seen it and what I know you have seen, is by being heard, it gives you the confidence to say, I can do this, because I always believe that we're all perfect. We're just becoming an expansion of more of who we are. And by you hearing her, so I know there's so many people that say, and you hear it probably a lot, I don't feel heard. I don't feel anybody's hearing me. I feel like I'm just being barked at. And it's what I like about you is that, and I notice that when we connect, is that you actually take the time to ask the right questions. And I always say there's great, great information by asking questions. Even, you know, it's like, I'll say to people, if I want something to show up, I'll be like, okay, is there something I need to do different? Is there something? I'll talk to myself that way. I may be a crazy person, but, you know, and asking people. And I love that you said that, because it's true. And you can apply that in every area of life, in every area of life. So you travel around a lot, speaking and working with corporations and individuals. I just want to clarify that for our listeners, correct?
Yep. Individuals. Yes. And fortunate to do quite a bit with some sports teams, some college sports teams.
Which is still a love and a passion that you've integrated into what you do. And I love that, because you're still doing all those things that you love. And what I love about you is you're actually doing what you love. And that's what, when we do what we love, I know it, you know it. I say it's not work. It's like going to the playground when you were a little kid every day. We all know what work was like. We've been in that. We get out of it. And that's what I want our listeners to really understand, you know, with you, is that they can connect with you, but I can say this from connecting with you, you actually care, which is why I wanted to have you on our podcast, because you care. You want to ask the questions and you want to see them succeed, which isn't always the case with a lot of people that are out there. And I want to thank you for having that and bringing that energy, because even when we're going through our valleys, and we're all going to have a valley at different points in our life, that's life. It's a journey. So can you tell people again where they can get a hold of you, how they can find you and enjoy more of you, even if they want to book you to come speak? What's the best way?
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. So I share my personal email, which is chris@noquitliving.com. Unbelievably responsive to that. I think it's amazing. And like I said, every day I try to connect with people and I appreciate the opportunity. And website is noquitliving.com. We got links to our podcast there as well. I think there's a couple speaking clips. But then via Instagram and Facebook, both under No Quit Living, is kind of where we like to get stuff out there. But, you know, we're always looking to connect with people. And I'm glad you said that is my biggest mission is to motivate and inspire people to never give up. on themselves, their goals, or their dreams. And for me, like I said, it's just getting an opportunity to connect with people. And I think your platform is amazing. I love what you do. And just a selfless plug for you is your episode number 198, which came out today on my podcast with Tracy. But I really appreciate the opportunity. It's been awesome. And I just love how we were able to connect. And one 20-second story I'll share with your listeners is we connected via Instagram. And I tell people all the time, everyone knows 6 degrees of separation. In today's day and age, if there is a person, company, a business that you want to connect with, just go out and make it happen. There's never been an easier time. Now, it's not simple where you press a button, still have to do the work, but there's never been an easier time to actually have the opportunity to connect with those people.
I love that. And it is the new way, guys. Reach out, reach out to Chris and really start to make yourself a priority. That is what it's about. Thank you again, Chris. I'm so happy that you were here to join us. It went so quickly, as always. I know we'll be connecting again soon. So everyone have an incredible, inspired week. And we will see you next week at the Tracy L. Clark Show right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality, revealing the steps you need to transcend perceived limitations. As a remarkable leader and pioneer in my field, I, Tracy L., will provide insights energetically and the tools required to move you forward. For more information on my partnership program, check us out at tracylclark.com.